It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
If you thought you and I woke up early and just to be able to deliver something great, we are so underperforming compared to Juana Aguirre. That is the owner of Aguirre's Taqueria. Met her, talked to her.
Oh, because that's her name.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
So I said, ma'am, what are you doing? These are the best carnitas I've ever had in my life. Why are you guys not known for carnitas? She explains that, hey, we're known for, you know, because she actually takes the jalapenos, the onions, she pickles it all.
Oh, wow.
And she sells it by the jar. Right, and she also sells some really cool salsas. She was saying, we're known for our salsas. We're known for our pizza birria. And I was like, I don't care about none of that. Yes, all that's great. I told her, I said, I have never had carnitas this good. Like, wow. I swear.
That's genuinely amazing.
I traveled back to Mexico through my mouth. Does that make sense? Anyway.
No, that does.
I just feel like during Hispanic Heritage Month, we should be celebrating not just a woman-owned business, but this woman is out here hustling day in, day out. I told her, I said, would you do me a favor? She's like, what? I was like, would you play K94.5 when you're up here at 5 a.m. getting the BDR ready, carnitas, canning all the salsa? She told me she would.
Aww,
so I said, you know
awesome.
What? You play K94.5 at Taqueria Aguirre, and we'll tell everybody about your carnitas, deal?
Absolutely.
So it better be on, Juana. I'm telling you right now, it better be on.
Happy Hispanic Heritage. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
So everybody remembers that Kiss Cam incident at the Coldplay concert. Obviously, blew up the internet this summer.
The CEO of Astronomer, some tech company, and their HR head, Kristen Cabot.
Yes.
They were
seen all huggy-dovey and just...
The moment the Kiss Cam went on them, they ducked for cover. It looked
out.
They had been caught.
Absolutely. Well, one source claims that was absolutely not an affair. A source close to Kristen Cabot is saying, guys, like, it's not all that it appears. I'm sitting here going, y'all. This is some dumb thing that I would do after I'd collected my money and I'd been like, all right, I got my severance package from Astronomer. Now I'm going to hire some PR person to come out and it was not an affair.
I'm not going to say that's impossible to be the case, but...
How do you justify that?
Well, if you read what this anonymous source is saying, granted, the source is anonymous, so it could be made up, but according to them and a couple other anonymous sources, Kristen had been separated from her partner for a while at the time the concert happened. So one of them was already single.
Explain Andy then.
Byron. Yeah, there's no explaining it necessarily. So, they were definitely arm in arm, getting a little lovey-dovey, but they weren't having an actual affair yet, is kind of what this person is alluding to. They were just getting lovey-dovey, which is why they were still fired from the job because...
Wait, hold on,
getting lovey-dovey.
You need to pause right now.
Uh-huh.
In what world are we not on the same page? In what world are we
because
not on the same page when it comes to this?
It wasn't an affair. They were both single at the time.
Bro! You guys literally sold yourselves out.
No,
when the camera came to y'all,
it's stupid.
You can't tell me those people aren't bumping uglies.
No, I get it. I'm not disagreeing. The reason they were fired and the reason they've kind of accepted the fact that they were fired is the fact that they were having a relationship at work between, you know, administrator and an employee, which is frowned upon by most employers, which is why they were fired and why they have stayed fired. But this source is coming out and saying, look, my friend Kristen, I just want people to stop calling her a homewrecker. Because she wasn't trying to ruin a marriage. There was no marriage to be ruined in that moment.
Yeah, and you know what? She's not even a home wrecker. She's a mansion wrecker.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
And today's is a little bit special.
Ooh,
all right? So, if you call in today and you just tell us what's making you feel good, all right? We're going to hook you up to Piney Park's fall season. It opens tomorrow night at 5:00, and we want you to be there. So free tickets to Piney Park, all because you just told us what was making you feel good this morning.
Zach in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Oh, I feel super good. Super, super good. My wife just got me season tickets to LSU.
Ooh, dude. So sick. I'm jealous. She had to drop a fortune on those things.
You know what? You can come with me, too. You can come with me. I got more than one. I got season tickets. Go Tigers. This is, I mean, it's fantastic.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 894. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Taylor Swift has announced that Target will have the exclusive limited edition vinyl of her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. The Crowd is Your King edition is so freaking cool looking.
Listen, it does look cool.
I will say this. I feel like you can appreciate it because you're a vinyl guy.
Well, no, I don't appreciate this. And let me get on my soapbox and complain about why I hate this and why I hate whenever Taylor Swift makes a new album. Nothing against her or her music, but because she's so popular, she makes so many records, she creates so many single copies of the vinyl records, that all of the record factories that make records get clogged up for a year, and all my favorite bands can't make a record for a year. This has happened like three times now because of Taylor Swift.
It's not a phase, Mom. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Evan, zero people feel sorry for it.
No, the rest of my favorite bands feel sorry because they can't make money.
Anyway, unfortunately, Shreveport stores don't seem to have these, but we're driving to Monroe.
Two.
Diddy lightning round. So yesterday we had a couple of headlines come out about Diddy. Don't worry, nothing ruining, nothing crazy, but he is now facing another lawsuit from his former stylist who's basically alleging the same thing that everyone else has said. Hey, he beat me, he forced me to do stuff for him all the time. So we'll see how that goes. Another headline, Diddy's mom, Janice Smalls Combs, has been dismissed from her RICO lawsuit charges.
She was included
in the lawsuit because...
That's right!
Yeah, the court said, hey, you helped Diddy and you were one of his business associates, so you probably were a criminal. She was able to prove, at least to the court, that no, she was not involved.
You know it's bad when they bring your mama into it, you know?
The final Diddy lightning round headline real quick. Diddy is in jail right now teaching other fellow inmates business and writing skills
to get them to write him
letters of support to give to the judge.
How you call these felons and go, nah, baby, don't be doing that. There's worse things you can do.
Three.
Okay, I had no idea that Hermione wasn't allowed to drive. Have you heard about this? Emma Watson, Hermione from Harry Potter.
She played Harry Potter in the movies, right?
Did you know that she got on a 6-month driving ban? Apparently, our girl had a crazy 2024 speeding offense, and they're not talking about exactly what it was, right?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So it was so severe that our sweet little Emma Watson.
Yeah, that's because I'm trying to think of any time I've heard Emma Watson like DUI or any like speeding.
No. It was because she had a need for speed. So imagine Hermione Granger just out there driving on two wheels.
Like, did she just snap one day? She's rich and is like, you know what? I have a really nice car.
I can do what I want.
Let's just go.
No. She did joke about switching to cycling. And she said that the ban reflects her bumpy transition from child star to normal adult life.
It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Chris, welcome to Group Therapy. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, so my girl, she's a huge Swiftie, and it's really, really irritating. Like, every time I'm hanging out with her, she's always bringing up Taylor Swift in the conversation and the convo.
I'm not sure give me an example. What do you mean?
We'd just be, like, walking down the street holding hands, and then she'd be like, oh, my God, this is like that Taylor Swift song, blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
and I'm like,
that type of thing. I can get that.
Yeah.
Trying to make it feel romantic.
But is it such a problem that it's every day to a point you can't stand it?
Bruh, that's why I'm calling right about now, okay? It's like bad, like annoying. It's like it got to the point where, let's just say this, we were, you know, folding the laundry together. And she brought up, she was like, do I look like Taylor Swift?
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
why are you doing this? And she was kind of trying to, like, do some weird, like, cosplay folding
along. Did she want you to be Travis Kelce?
I'm just curious.
I mean, I might as well lean in. I'm curious.
Right, like while we're doing our chores, and I'm
did it do it for you?
Stop!
I'm asking!
Okay, so, from what I understand, you're at a crossroads now where you're kind of like, on one hand, this is a little too much for me and I kind of want to get out of here. On the other hand, you're maybe thinking like, could I get her to calm it down and be a little more normal and maybe things could work out?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, because, like, I really dig her. I'm really into her, but, like, this whole TS obsession is just, like, I'm watching the NFL. I'm already having enough of that stuff with her, like, with the Taylor cam. I don't need my girlfriend being like, oh, my God, now I could watch. Like, she's watching football with me, and she's going, where's Taylor? How come they don't do the Taylor cam on her? How come they only do it, like, once? And I'm like,
let's get some advice, see what other people think, because I don't know what I would do. So let's see what everyone else would do. 800-94-36.
Treat a wedding at the Weather Channel.
It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
We've got Chris up on the big couch today for Group Therapy. He is dating a girl, and she is the biggest Swiftie alive, I think it's safe to say.
Oh, my God. This is bad. Like, even me, I'm thinking, no, baby. Like, I know this sounds horrible, but it feels like he's dating... And he's not. There's not this crazy age gap or anything like that. But it feels...
a child? She's very childish?
Like she's very childish, very immature.
Very much so.
Like, she'll look at him, and for me, what would have sealed the deal is if we're in the middle of doing dishes and you bring up somebody you're obsessed with, I'm out.
Dude, that is just
like... If a guy were to look at me and go, what do you think Paul Rudd is doing right now? Like... I don't know.
That's Paul Rudd. What is Paul Rudd?
Okay, stop it.
I get the point. I get the point. And then she's like, this is just like Taylor and Travis. Okay, what does he do? Can he talk her down and get her to maybe, I don't know, tone it down a little? Or do you think he just needs to move on?
Stella in Houghton, sister girl, what is your best piece of advice here?
So I think he should really talk to her about it. Just have a chat. Just see where she's at. You know, here's the thing. If she's that much of a Taylor fan, she might not have any room for him in her life to begin with. So give her a chance to, you know, come clean and explain it.
Yeah, I saw a post trending online recently where someone said, like, my therapist told me I'm not in the position to be anyone's girlfriend, which I think a lot of people should realize that, hey, maybe you're not ready to date yet. Like, maybe you need to figure some things out. And I think that's maybe where she's at.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Zoe.
Get out now.
Oh, whoa, okay. Hold on. Zoe in Shreveport, you've got some advice for our friend this morning. What were you saying?
Get out now.
Okay.
I'm trying to face her. I mean, I'm just saying, get out. Sir, run.
Wow. That bad over a Swiftie.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't expect this much animosity already.
Well, it's the coffee. I already had it.
Chris, we've heard the advice in group therapy this morning. What are you going to do with all this advice now?
Yeah. I mean, I heard everybody, y'all. I heard y'all, but, like, for real, I'm going to have to sit down with her, have that one-on-one, and just, like, lay it down and be like, yo, I really like you. I really dig you, but, like, it's a little too much on the Taylor Swift content with you. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, like, if it keeps on going where it just gets more irritating, I'm just going to have to bounce, you know?
Well, hopefully it doesn't have to come to that, but I totally understand where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, I just, dude, life's too short. I hope that's not Taylor Swift lyric. I don't know.
Dance, we can dance all night.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's about time to feel good on the 50.
I just think that if more people focused on feeling good, if more people focused on the really just being grateful, I had this weird reminder. My buddy was like, hey, what you put out, you get back. And I was like, I need to be more positive. I'm not being positive enough sometimes, right?
It's treat other people how you want to be treated, and that branches out into every part of life. Do what you want to happen.
And how about this? Why don't you share any good thing that's happened to you, big or small, we want to celebrate it all. What is going on in your world? Why are you feeling good this morning?
Katie in Bossier City, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I just went to El Eden in Shreve City, and those gorditas were top of the world.
Yes, they are. Oh, my God.
Have you guys tried the tacos al pastor that they do there? They actually put real strips of pineapple in them.
I'm telling you right now.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, yum.
Why stop at the gorditas, baby? Get the tortas while you're at it. Come on now.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 894.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
Ah, Bestie Bailey. Do you want to talk about the day I got ghosted?
Yes, I do.
Bestie Bailey, go ahead, take it away. Do not allude to who it is or what happened.
Okay, I want to get her social out. Okay, so picture this. Me and Crystal have all day planned to go play tennis. And I see her at lunch, and I'm like, hey, we're still playing tennis. She's like, hey, yeah, I'll let you know. And I'm like, that means she's not coming. I get off at 5.
She doesn't know I'm going through it because I've been ghosted at this point for 48 hours.
Okay.
I get off at 5, and I text her at like 5:15. We're supposed to meet at 6. I'm like, hey, are we still going? She says, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, sweet, I love this so much. I get there. I'm so happy, skipping around, and she's like, I'm like, what?
Bruh.
She's like, nothing. We're hitting the ball back and forth, practicing. She's like barely doing it, and that's just also making me mad. So I'm like,
you're crying in the club.
I was not crying in the club. Stop.
And okay. Yes.
Crying at the tennis club.
Yeah. Bossier Tennis Club. I said, what is wrong with you? She says, I think I got ghosted. I said,
That's exactly what she did.
I said, what do you mean? She said, I haven't heard from X literally in 48 hours.
And Bailey knows X.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 48 hours. And I really thought we would hang out today. And I said, what made you think you were going to hang out today if you haven't hung out at all?
Yeah. No, it was... I think for me it was just tough because I have not been ghosted in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think just not knowing, right? Like, what I do, did I offend you? Because let's be real, I'm a very offensive person.
What? No.
I've accepted that that's who I am, though.
I would say this is karma.
What do you mean, karma?
You ghost people all the time.
No, I lose interest. I'm like Andy when he drops the toy.
You are Andy.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
Yeah, bearded buddy one time sent me a very long text, and he said, "This ain't Toy Story. You don't get to just throw me back in the toy box and pick me up whenever you want to." Like, he sent me that like example.
Dude. How did that make you feel?
Like trash. Fast forward to the third Toy Story. Just like me, trash. So we want to hear from you. 800-9436. Have you ever been ghosted? What was the reason you ghosted? I feel like I'm finally ready to talk about it, right? My heart hurts a little less.
KU94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Did you know?
You're too good at that. You are a demon.
Okay, first off, I'm over here talking about how I'm taking us on a haunted tour.
Yeah, but is it a good haunted tour? Is
food involved?
I'm hosting it.
Oh, well.
So basically, at every turn, it's going to be like, okay, here's the thing, though. I found the most haunted building in Shreveport.
Can I guess?
Oh, I would love for you guys to guess. Go ahead.
The one on I-20, the gold one with the man's face on it.
What's that
no,
guy?
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
No, baby.
I don't.
That just haunts the people of Shreveport.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I didn't say eyesore. I said haunted. Would you like to guess? The most haunted building in Shreveport.
My bets are on the Muni, but I don't know.
Oh, that would have been a good one, though. The old hospital that's not used anymore.
Ooh, or the abandoned school on Allerby Road that kids keep getting hurt at because they keep trying to sneak into it.
Most haunted building. Hidden in plain sight, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of the Bailey Bills Bond, little on the corner?
Yes,
of Texas?
I have heard about that.
Okay, hold on. So check this out. When we had Ghost Hunters, the TV show, come.
Right.
They actually went, and they went to the municipal, and they even went to the courthouse, because everybody was like, the courthouse.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stuff about that.
No. Actually, I had some people call me and go, hey, hold on. Let me explain to you. The morgue. You got to go where the morgue was.
Ooh, okay.
This place the basement.
In downtown. I've heard of this. Yes, I remember this now.
Look at this.
It's across the street from the courthouse.
Yes, it's across the street. So everybody in Shreveport was saying, dude, when these ghost TV hunters came to town, they were hitting up the wrong place.
Do you think we can get in?
Yes, I know the owner.
Oh, no.
I know the owner.
No.
We're going to go down there. Check this out. Jessica worked there like 20 years ago when it was a Mexican restaurant, Calientes. And she said that the metal cadaver drawers are still in the basement. Are you guys ready?
So, are we going to just be there, like, hang out for a little while? Or are we going to do, like, the ghost hunters stay the full
night? Can we stay the night?
I want to stay the night.
You guys can stay in the little cadaver drawers.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean.
I would.
Okay, guys, no. You guys were all supposed to get Hispanic Panic.
You're Mexican. You're Mexican.
I was going to say, you came to two white people and said, you want to get scared?
Yes. Okay, see, you know what? No more white friends. I'm sorry. Like, this is not. I'm over here trying to freak you guys out, and you guys are like, yes, yes, and then what? Oh, like,
okay, I have a question.
And then I'm going to summon the demons, and you guys are like, yeah.
If this was a movie,
I would die first.
Who would be the one to live?
No, I die first.
I'm not sure any of us would survive.
I probably would, because I'm pregnant.
Depends on the movie.
It's like
I don't...
two against one.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and if you take a look at the clock, it's time to feel good on the 50.
So today we want to celebrate anybody that you feel needs to be celebrated. Does that make sense? So you've maybe gone somewhere and you've been like, nobody knows about this place. Why aren't we celebrating this place?
Guy at Walmart was the nicest guy to me. I just want to shout him out, you know, make him feel good. Whatever it is, we want to remind everyone that there is good stuff all around our community.
Oh, and surprise, surprise, we control what happens on this show. So call in, shout out your favorite spot. What you got?
Lauren in Bossier City. What's making you feel good today?
Amigos on 70th Street. We finally decided to give it a try, and it is literally the best Mexican food I've had here.
Really?
I'm loving it. We've been like three times in like a week and a half.
Okay, what are you ordering though?
Okay, I'm loving the carnitas burrito. Their carnitas are so good and full of flavor.
And the quesadilla.
My husband got that and I tried it and it was so good.
Okay, so I went to Amigos and everybody was telling me I had to get the nachos. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a nacho girl. Let me just be honest. I'm not a nacho girl. But
yeah.
I'm gonna give them the tip of the hat. I inhaled those nachos. Dude, I love that you're calling and shouting out local spots. How is the staff? Is it mom and pop?
Oh, yeah, totally. But they're so sweet, like so nice. And they like answer your questions and just super ready to give you good service. You know what I mean? Very helpful and just with a smile on their face. So they're awesome.
You clearly worked in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
She was talking about service. She brought up service several times.
Did.
We love that. Well thank you.
To me.
Thank you for letting us know what's making you feel good this morning. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. You'll have a good one.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800 900